Bruce Almighty Podcast. What the biatch. Fuck? All right, let me get right to it. Welcome to the Bruce Almighty Podcast. I'm Bruce Almighty. And hold on, let me turn that down just a tad. Welcome to the Bruce Almighty Podcast. This is episode 9. For a long time, I said I'm never going to be the gossip podcast. I'm going to try to stay away from the trending topics. I'm going to try to stay away from celebrity news. However, last night, I ran across T.I.'s Instagram Live where he was addressing Harvey and TMZ, and it definitely brought light to a topic that I think is important and people need to address, especially people in the media, people on the blogs, people in the news, people that are trying to make a living in this content industry. Something they need to understand. So T.I.'s sister, look, quick backstory. T.I.'s sister passed away. I'm not going to get into the how. If you really need to know how she passed away, Google it. I'm sure it's out there. T.I.'s sister passed away. And TMZ, instead of simply offering their condolences, and doing the right thing to do, they went about it all wrong. So let me get to T.I. doing it.
TMZ and Harvey, y'all been profiting off of people's pain. You dig what I'm saying? Y'all been profiting off of people's pain. All right? People die. People around them. The families who grieving. You know what I'm saying? Y'all putting information out there that really disrupts their grieving process. You understand? But see, for the most part, what we do is we look the other way. You know why? Because those people are celebrities. And nobody feels sorry for celebrities. They're rich. They live the life that they want. They live a way that nobody else can live. Why should we feel sorry for them? Yeah, I get that. So whenever you say something about me, you dig what I'm saying? I don't even really, man, you know, I just go cry in a bag of money. You know what I'm saying? That's my strategy. But this is my family. This ain't no motherfucking celebrity. This ain't no motherfucking superstar. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm gonna tell you what we gonna do. Now, as long as you've known me, Harvey, I've been respectful. I've been cordial. I've been polite. I've been kind. I've been fair. You just burned that bridge. I hope your story was worth it. You just burned the bridge to not just me, everybody around me, all my family. Anybody who stand with me, anybody who stood with Precious, will not stand with you. That go for the Deltas. Deltas, I need all y'all stand the fuck up. Okay? They go for all of the children in the communities that she taught, that she mentored. Okay? They go for all the generations from she is 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s to now. Everybody, whoever was affected, whoever had any kind of love for my sister, man, stand up and fuck these people, man. I don't give a fuck about your story. So and anybody else who follow behind them and run that story. Nigga, don't come in my, nigga, don't say shit to me ever. You hear me? Don't ask me for no quote, nigga, no picture, nigga, no goddamn interview, nigga, nothing. Not just me, anybody around me. Don't ask Tamika, don't ask Escape, don't ask Damani, don't ask King, nigga, don't ask nobody. Alright? Don't cut that TMZ shit on your TV. You understand what I'm saying?
Day after day after day after day, we're getting bombarded by crazy ass news, celebrity news, gossip, everything going on in their lives. It's like the world is obsessed. T.I. is simply pointing out a huge problem in today's media. It's not just TMZ. TMZ is one of the bigger names of people that do this, but this goes for the blogs. This goes for the news media. The so-called legitimate news, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, Fox News, all of them, Complex. You can sit there and go on for days of all the news media sites that do this. T.I. is speaking on how the news outlets make celebrities' lives gossip. And we consume it. We consume it on a daily basis. We are, as a culture, are obsessed with the lives of celebrities. Why? I'm not so sure. See, we focus on the wrong shit. What we should be motherfucking doing is minding our own damn business. But that's hard. It's hard to just go through life and mind your own motherfucking business. We consume gossip shit in such high volume, from blogs to the news outlets to documentaries, that profit off the pain of others. This is why there's an industry, is because there's consumers. As long as there's demand, there's going to be supply. And T.I., I understand what you're trying to do, and you want to hold TMZ accountable, but T.I., the real problem here is the consumers are obsessed with the lives of celebrities. That's why I'm on this podcast right now talking about this fucking subject. Like, I understand if a celebrity is doing something spectacular, something very interesting, something that is newsworthy, but somehow what's newsworthy, the bar has dropped time and time and time again, to where, like, if a celebrity's family member dies, all of a sudden there goes TMZ reporting on the news. Yes, T.I.'s family member has died from X circumstances. I'm not going to repeat the circumstances because I think it's bogus what TMZ did. I'm commenting on this because T.I. wanted to bring light to this topic, and I'm going to help T.I. out on this because this is real shit, folks. This is something we all need to understand. Celebrities are people. They're just fucking people. So I want to ask my listeners right quick. Why do you obsess over the lives of celebrities? Why does their everyday situations mean anything to you? Why do we watch these reality shows? Kim Kardashian's, all these shows. And T.I., let me just throw this out there, is you put your family on display in a reality show, which kind of invites the drama, right? You did that for whatever reasons, financial reasons, you're trying to build an empire. That's cool. But I also get your pain and your frustration when the media reports on everything in your life like it's a continued reality show. When the cameras go off on your reality show, that should be the end of the circus. But it's not, because consumers are obsessed with your lives. They want to know what's going on. If your sister died, they want to know why. So because there's a demand, TMZ, being the douchebags that they are, they're going to report that. I get it. They're trying to make money. They don't give a fuck about you, your family, the grief you're going through. They don't give a shit. But celebrities, if you want this to stop, you got to quit signing up for these reality TV shows. You have to quit putting your business in the streets and then getting mad when your business ends up in the street. That's just my thoughts on it. I see it from both sides. I see it from both angles. I'm not a celebrity yet. I'm getting there. But only give these people the business you want them to have. Like, you're a rapper, you're an actor, You're an entrepreneur. Be about that. You're even an activist for the civil rights movement that's today. You speak out on a lot of topics that you should. I think you were clout chasing a little bit with Kodak Black. And maybe this is a little bit of clout chasing here. I don't know. I hope not. Your sister passed away, so maybe you shouldn't be trying to beef with TMZ, even though I completely agree with you. But you can beef with them people in private, just like you're upset they put your business in the streets. You know, pick up the phone, call Harvey, say, Harvey, this is wrong. The way you reported it is wrong. They should have gave your family condolences. They should have said you're in our thoughts and prayers and kept it moving. Rest in peace to Precious. I get it. I get why you're upset. I can't understand what you're going through if I lost my sister in any fashion. Then to have the news say, well, she died this way. Like trying to make it a scandal. You know, that's what TMZ does. That's been TMZ's thing for years. Why are you surprised? Why now do you speak out when it happens to you? It's been happening to celebrities for a long ass time. But now you're upset because it happened to you. Now you want to boycott? That's the problem I have with T.I. That's the problem I have with it. And T.I., a lot of times I agree with you. I really do. But the world is changing, my friend. The world is changing. And I think you need to understand that. Anyway, folks, I want you to know this is a bonus episode. This is not the official episode of the Bruce Almighty podcast. This is a bonus episode because I usually don't talk on the gossip or the celebrity shit. I usually don't speak on it. I don't want to... I'm not trying to turn my platform into that, but this is just something I wanted to get off my chest. I seen it, and I wanted to speak on it. So if I can use my platform for that, oh well. If you want to hear more shit like this, email me, brucealmightypodcast@gmail.com. Or you can at me, Mr. Bruce Almighty, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, @Mr. Bruce Almighty. Thank you.